Hello and welcome to NSTA The Bus Stop Live here from the U.S. Grant Hotel in San Diego, California. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director of NSTA, and so pleased to be joined by Tony Civitella, President and CEO of Transfinder. And Tony, welcome back to the bus stop in this live version at the U.S. Grant. What do you think?
I feel great. I got to tell you, it's been a couple of years that I've personally have not attended a live session with all of you, and feel so much energy. I got so many ideas. I can't wait to go back home and implement some of these ideas I've learned from everybody. And again, a lot of takeaways. I always tell people, you know, you have to make it the best possible. You know, you could participate or just enjoy the coffee. I like to participate. I appreciate the coffee and the meals, and they were delicious. But I want to talk to people. That was great. Very good.
Yeah, and a lot of great presentations, I thought. A number of really great probing questions on things like electric vehicles, stop arm safety, technology. We had some camera sessions. So did one session stand out to you of all the programs here in San Diego?
Well, I mean, obviously, everyone's been talking about EV, everybody. And, of course, some folks actually said, why do we keep talking about it? It's like, well, because I think that's not going to go away, clearly. But that was the number one that everyone's thinking about. Everyone's got different opinions. Some people are frustrated, of course, with the timing. Some like, I'm going to wait it out and see what's going on. So I think that was really the one that I think that's really stood out in my mind, that that sparked. That was one of the early sessions we had here about EV. And I think that conversation just continued. And I actually heard some side jokes. Are we going to talk about, is this going to be an EV session? So, and again, it's a series. It's going to happen. So you got to embrace it and take leadership role in here.
Yeah, it's been a whole evolution. And I remember the first time we did it at one of our live meetings, and we didn't know what we didn't know. And everybody looked at each other with a deer in the headlights look. And where we are now, where people are starting to get some operational experience, and these buses are on the road, and the questions are very different. And the questions are probing with bus manufacturers, infrastructure suppliers. Our next objective is to bring in the electric utilities because they're a big piece of this equation. So it has been a total evolution, as you're pointing out.
It really is. But I have to tell you, one thing that unfortunately there's a lot of unknowns, and it was made it clear, well, we still have to figure this out. So what it does is it really does scare some people out there saying, oh my goodness, you mean we've not figured that out yet? It's almost like the analogy is that we're building a plane while we're flying. Yep. It. And it's really almost that analogy. And obviously there's a lot of smart men and women out there are trying to figure it out, but it makes some people nervous because, you know, considering that you're really building this plane while you're flying it, oops, hopefully you got it all figured out.
Exactly, because we're transporting 25 million school children. Yeah. So we don't have any, you know, we don't have any margin for error in that. So,
and I don't think that's what they're worrying about. I think obviously it's the cost, but it's also the unknown. And I think some people love the new exciting things, and some people are like, oh my goodness, another big change in my life.
Right. In this industry that is seeing such transformational change over the past decade or so.
That's right.
Yeah. So you participated in the putting a stop arm to illegal passing. So that was our little pun or play on words there. So for folks who didn't attend the midwinter meeting, how about you give us a recap of your session?
Well, I tell you, I again, tons of takeaways across the board, but this one specifically, we had three camera companies really talking about their technology and how they're introducing some new ways to stop the illegal passing. I mean, you got companies that are working directly with the local municipalities to really get automatically issue these traffic violations to get the violators to actually get a ticket. To the point to there's some other companies that got the smart predictive technology that could actually has all this technology with cameras that sees these kids crossing and also sees a potential a driver that's maybe is distracted and is about to pass the vehicle. And all of a sudden, it's like it makes loud noises. So really, some really smart concept there, with a loud noise, tell the kid, hey, don't cross, don't proceed. But I really want to take away that I didn't realize how many cameras are not just inside. We always know there was inside the vehicle, just tons of cameras, but there were so many in the exterior that there's so much view that you could see that. But we took a little different approach. So again, there was four of us. The other companies talk about technology and cameras and so forth. We took a different approach. How do we use software? And of course, as a routing company, we started with, well, let's map out these trouble spots. So let's find a way to map them out. Once you map it out, then at this point, you want to identify these streets in a way that make sure that these streets are set in a way that does not allow kids to cross the street. So when you drop a stop, or you're actually even, you have a kid there, it's make sure that a curbside pickup is only way this kid's ever going to picked up. So these are things that we took a different approach. Again, how can software help you? And again, at the end, we talk about drivers and the substitute drivers. The substitute drivers need a way to know all that information. So we're talking about the tablet and the application that's right inside the vehicle that could provide the driver information that, hey, you're about to travel a place or you're about to stop someplace that it's notoriously has tons of cars passing the school bus. So be extra careful. So that was really my takeaway from just hearing how everyone's is solving this problem that is not going away, unfortunately. And there's a lot of distracted drivers. We heard great questions like, what's the age group of people passing? So there's a lot of questions I think were presented to us that we need to go back and find out for them, which is great.
So in that session, Tony, you mentioned that you had formed a partnership with local police. And that raised, a lot of eyebrows. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the local police right in Schenectady, they came to me several years ago, and they see what we're doing with schools, with safety and GPS and tracking and apps. They thought there's a good way to leverage that same technology that we've already built for schools. Could we leverage that and use for police officers? So, well, again, having tons of meetings with the police officers and really the chief and his entire team, we found out that the handoff of information from one officer to another is challenging. So, and they call it relay. So it's very difficult for example, the first shift, an officer is patrolling the area in the first shift. Once they're done, they're supposed to have a relay, a conversation to the second shift officer saying, hey, this is the place I went, where I didn't go. These are the tension areas you need to work on. And so it goes to the second shift. Well, then the second shift officer does the same thing, patrols and, goes to different cases, emergency, you name it, patrols an area. Then there's a handoff to the third shift officer and it starts all over again. The problem is there's not really a good way to understand what is this officer do prior to my shift. What areas do I need to give extra attention? What places really, I didn't even get a chance to go there. So this is all GPS based. It's all technology. So we built a great system there's an app right inside the police car that they see where they've gone and where they've not gone. And also the attention points where there's problem areas and then they need to give extra attention. So this is really, it's going to change things. And we also realize with the school resource officers, this is where the link with here in schools, this is a police officer inside the school. It's the same idea. This school resource officer needs to patrol not just the entrance of the school, but the entire facility, maybe at the football field, behind the bleachers. Who knows? There's a reason why you put an SRO at your school. So map it out. Let's make sure that this individual knows exactly where to go. And is there a way to know, did you check that door? Did you do this? And I would want to see like a checkbox. Make sure that it's a security individual that we want to make sure that every hour they're doing their rounds. And it's really at that level. So it gives us tons of ideas. And I would tell you, I think that's where the SROs are going to also need to embrace this type of technology.
Yeah, for sure. Now, shifting gears a little bit, we know that a lot of operators we've talked to are having difficulties with student management, and this has been an ongoing problem. So, Tony, tell us how TransFinder can help with that situation.
Well, student management really could go a different level. We have an extensive database, and we we've created a database that you could track anything. So it's really unlimited characteristics. You could go as far as many fields you want, list items. And also we've built a product that's very similar to what Google Forms does, but you're able to make a very simple interface and our clients could create unlimited forms and all different question types. And one of my favorite that we've introduced is a question type that's map-based. In other words, we could even collect the location where this form was filled out or even have a question say, hey, where is this location? Or in other words, like with the driver saying, this is where I got passed. So now we were collecting all that data. So student management is a way to get data. Every time you're calling, every time you're taking a phone call from parents, document that. You know, document it. Every time you have any communication, anytime you send an email, so our system is emailing right through our system, and soon you're going to even be able to send text. But you want to document it. So that way everything's fully documented. Every communication you've had with parents or anything with this kid, let's document it. And that's really where it's a lot of work. It's a significant amount of work to document everything. But once you've established that mindset, now you have everybody in your staff to make sure, again, from the driver's side, from everybody, let's make sure that we have. And really, why not let this information even get to the schoolroom? At the classroom, that let's find out what's going on because so much happens. So yeah, there's a lot going on with student management. And I think it just takes effort, but to me, it's a requirement.
And you know, you have so much engagement with bus operators across the country. What are they actually saying to you and the folks at TransFinder about student management?
Well, the biggest part when it comes about drivers is that the discipline issues appear to be bigger than ever. There's, you know, are the kids just getting more in trouble on the buses than ever? I'm not sure that's the case. I think there's just not better ways to manage that. And so drivers are getting frustrated. They're getting frustrated. They, you know, maybe there's a piece of paper they fill out, some disciplinary form they fill out on little Tony because, you know, he did something that he should not have done on a bus. Fills out this piece of paper, you know, when at the end of the route it goes to somebody and they give that piece of paper to somebody, then maybe goes to the guidance office, maybe to the school about little Tony. What happens to the driver's expecting something to happen. So 2, 3, 4 days goes by, Tony does the exact same thing he did when I wrote him up. And so then the driver's thinking, what happened? I'm doing my job. I filled out this form. What's going on with it? And you know, today they have to really prioritize. You know, maybe Tony was slipped through the cracks. There's other things that they're thinking about. So what happens is the driver's thinking, you're not helping me out. I'm doing my job, and this little guy is causing more trouble. Which, by the way, other kids see it, and they're going to start causing more. And really, we are seeing that this disciplinary issue is becoming a major problem. That drivers are just really, they're getting upset about it. And I think what we created is an electronic way. That way, you fill it out right there and there, and it goes immediately. And they get acknowledgement immediately what happened. And, of course, they're going to get acknowledgement when they get something. So, therefore, they know that nobody touched it. Nobody saw my form. So, you know, it's an indication. It's an indicator right there. They don't have to ask what's going on. They know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And so, I guess, in your opinion, Tony, is there a straight line correlation to effective student management and driver retention?
I think so. I mean, you know, we talk about retaining employees really across the board. Even my company, we work very hard to recruit new employees, but we have to work even harder to retain them. And we want to make sure that they're part of something big, that they're solving problems, they're providing help from clients, and there's a huge, great cause. So the drivers have to feel the same way too. So again, recruiting is tough, but retaining, that's got to be a priority. And if a driver thinks that you don't have my back, I'm telling you, these kids are distracting my day. They're distracting other kids. I'm filling out the form and you don't have my back. I think the driver is going to start realizing, you don't have my back. Why am I working here? And it's worse. That rumor true or not, could start spreading, saying, yeah, you go work at that place, those kids will walk all over you and no one's going to ever support you. That's even worse now at this point for recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the idea that that driver has plenty of options these days to go work elsewhere, because there are other operators that can certainly use those services.
But also, I think, you know, people want to believe that they belong to something, that it's big, you know, there's a big, and I think, you know, being a school bus driver, they are empowered. They're bringing these new minds to schools. It's really a great job. And I think this is where in the past people wanted to do this. They felt very good, but now they're feeling, so I don't think it's money. A lot of people talk about, well, we got to pay them more. Believe me, we've gone through these phases in my company. You know, we need to, you know, and of course we raised our salaries to be competitive. But then we didn't keep people. People still left us. Like, what do you mean? We did what we're supposed to be at this level. We did with all the benefits and all that. Why not? We realized, because it's not about money. Because people, for money, someone could leave you, go work someplace else for another dollar an hour. But they want to feel like they belong with you. They're part of the organization. And that's a lot of work. I have to tell you, we work so hard on keeping the morale going. And so and I see a driver today, you know, they're not feeling the love. And so, because there's a huge shortage, and so now they're trying to do double runs and they're not feeling that love. And again, I'm just seeing it the way we've experienced in my company when we had these issues.
Yeah, mission and culture. Very, very important nowadays. Once again, our guest at NSDA, the bus stop, Tony Civitella. He's president and CEO of Transfinder, and they're great supporters of NSTA. Tony, where can folks find more about Transfinder?
Well, right now, almost everywhere. We're all over social media. We've made a big push of awareness of our technology, of what we're doing, really our mission statement to just keep focusing on student safety. But really, a great place is transfinder.com. There's a YouTube channel that we have loaded so many videos. Even our clients have uploaded videos that they've done locally. And again, it's one of my recommendations. If you have something successful, call your local media or get us involved, because we'll get that involved. The media comes in there, does a 2-minute piece on your local 6 o'clock news. And man, it identifies what great work you're doing. So it's easy thing to do. Again, we're here to help if you're there, if you need us. And we've done that with many of our clients. And again, this is a video that you could play at the lunchroom saying, this is about us. And that's really cool.
Yeah. And you also have my story at transfinder.com.
Always. Thank you for reminding me. My story at transfinder.com is, we're always looking for stories. So please send us anything. Nothing's too small, because we get tons of ideas and we'll collaborate. And of course, we have tons of webinars, and perhaps one of those topics could actually hit a webinar. And of course, if you want to be on a panel, send us emails, because we're doing tons of them. And every month we're getting different topics. And obviously, we've got to adapt. It's a different industry. So we need to – I've been making a statement. I think everyone's heard the comment that if you do the same thing – the phrase, if you do the same thing – over and over again and expect different results, right?
So it's Einstein says...
It's called insanity, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you define insanity?
Right.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
So I have a Civitella theory. It's similar. If you can't do the same thing over and over again and expect the same result, because it's going to change. So you're going to eventually have to change. So you can't continue doing what you've been doing the past 10 years and expect the same result.
Right. So it's a variation, because what you're saying is, to remain successful, you can't keep doing the same things over and over again.
Yeah. So I don't think it's called insanity, but I'll work on the phrase.
Okay.
All right.
Next time you're on.
Good.
I'm going to hold you to it. Once again, Tony Civitella, president and CEO of Transfinder. We're here at the U.S. Grand Hotel in beautiful San Diego for the NSTA midwinter meeting. It's been a great meeting. We're just wrapping up, but hey, Tony, always a pleasure having you on the podcast, and great job on your presentation. You bring a lot of enthusiasm to the industry as well as innovation. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I can't wait to be at your next meeting.